The Chilkat Valley Mining Forum Committee is a group whose goal is to bring multiple perspectives to the table to discuss mineral exploration and mining work being done in the Chilkat Valley. They nearly reached that goal at a three-speaker forum on Sunday. The forum had three perspectives, but some say it lacked a critical voice.
I do think that piece of it was obviously missing on Sunday.
Meredith Pockhart, executive director of the Tokchinook Watershed Council, is among them.
I think the mining committee, there's definitely been some shifts in how it's been run and different members. It seems to have more of a pro-industry perspective on there currently. I think Tokchinook's role in still being on that committee is to strive to bring balance. At this time, it didn't happen. Our speaker didn't get selected.
Tokchinook Watershed Council independently invited economist Greg Erickson to speak the evening following the forum. The committee rejected Erickson as a speaker for the official mining forum. He presented to a packed house at the Chilkat Arts Center and took a less sunny view of the potential economic impacts of mining than the forum's panel did.
A majority of mining communities experience negative outcomes from industrial mining. It's not a big majority, but it is a majority.
That takeaway is the antithesis of the forums. Pockhart says that his presence was a crucial piece of a balanced perspective. She says that in the future, the community would be better served by having all the speakers present together.
When they are able to talk back and forth, even as part of a panel at the end or the Q&A, when you can have both perspectives shared simultaneously, you really get into the heart of the issue much more. And then you have that balanced perspective.
Haines residents had to commit 2 days to hearing all the speakers in town this week. But Pockhart says the important thing is that those intellectual resources are available at all.
You can get packed rooms 2 afternoons or evenings in a row on the same topic is huge. It means that the community is really striving for information on this topic. And I think that is something that we as Tokchinook, but also as the mining committee, as a community, we need to step up to that plate, and we need to continue to provide these resources to people because they're kind of hungry for it right now.
Liz Cornejo, VP of External and Community Affairs for Constantine Metal Resources, says she was happy with the diversity of the perspectives presented at the forum, but she was glad Haines residents got to hear all four speakers. As for putting the speakers under the same roof next time, Cornejo says that's up to the committee. She says people interested in shaping the discussion should consider joining it.
The speakers and the forum format are only as good as the input from the committee members. And so I would encourage everyone to reach out to their committee members that represent them or to join the committee to ensure that we do continue to provide a good, diverse list of speakers.
Economist Greg Erickson ended his talk by expressing a hope that people in the community would come together to discuss the prospect of mining in Haines. Yet the very instance of his presentation, on a separate night and in a different venue than the mining forum, testified to division even among the committee whose express purpose is to open dialogue. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.